From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, January 27th. I'm Sarah Wright. A consent calendar item at last week's Board of Supervisors meeting led to a public discussion about plans to build a mental health facility using a combination of Measure B and state grant funds. The board eventually voted unanimously to approve a resolution to develop a crisis residential treatment program, or CRT, on Orchard Street in Ukiah, though Supervisors Ted Williams and John McCowan were initially dubious about what they perceived as gaps in the plan. At stake is a $500,000 grant from the California Health Facilities Financing Authority, or CHFA, which has told the county that the CRT must be built on that location and in a bit of a hurry. Supervisor Carrie Brown asked for some clarification.
CHFA is meeting on January 30th, and this is our last opportunity. We did meet with them in December, and they gave the warning. So this will be the last time that we will be able to receive the funding from the grant. Otherwise, that money will have to be returned. Is that correct?
Good morning, Dr. Jenny Miller, Behavioral Health Director. Yes, at our last meeting, CHFA made specific requirements on the county to maintain these dollars. Two of them were that the Nocton Lewis contract was approved by the Measure B committee and that the CRT be built on Orchard Street. If we go back and have not met either of those milestone requirements, then they will be pulling the $500,000 funding for this project.
The board did approve a contract with Nocton Lewis for early stage work on designing mental health facilities, but McCowan wanted more solid numbers.
Making this commitment potentially has some implications for the interest in having crisis residential treatment facilities dispersed regionally in the county to other areas in the county. And it also may have implications for Measure B funding. So the county does own the property. We can be reimbursed that $500,000, providing we move forward constructing the facility. No one has yet said where the estimated $5 million to build the facility would come from.
Tammy Moss Chandler, director of the Health and Human Services Agency, said the $5 million was based on an earlier plan to build a combined facility on the property, a possibility that's still not entirely out of the question. Deputy CEO Danelle Rao assured the board that a master plan about developing the site would be forthcoming, but Williams did not sound entirely mollified.
I had a similar concern to what Supervisor McCowan expressed, that it looks like we're moving forward without a plan. And my concern, as I've stated before, is I don't believe we can operate a CSU or a PUF with the Measure B funds. I think it'll be a huge hit to the general fund, and we haven't just started the discussion. I know staff is working on, has direction, is working on an analysis. Until we get that back, it's really hard to say how to shuffle the priorities and what compromises to make. That said, I support this item because I don't want to lose $500,000 of state funds today. But I am a bit dismayed that we've gotten to this point where we have to make a decision without a plan backing it.
But Mika Ferretta, the vice chair of the Behavioral Health Advisory Board, told supervisors she thinks the resolution is in keeping with a plan, namely the recommendations of the Kemper Report, which the Measure B Citizens Oversight Committee commissioned as its very first action item after voting in a chair and vice chair.
One of the things I wanted to remind you guys about the CHFA is that it is the first recommendation in the Kemper Report to build this crisis residential treatment on Orchard Street. So there is a plan to address that issue that you were talking about. Also, it is the shovel-ready project that RQMC has been working with the county for before there was Measure B. And it seems like had there not been Measure B, this probably would have been the plan, but it has gotten stalled because there became additional fundings through Measure B. And I also wanted to say that, you know, I did some research and there's plenty of research that says that the community-based credit or the community-based crisis stabilization units are a cost-effective alternative to the inpatient hospitalization, as well as they show in levels of improvement as at a higher patient satisfactory score. And those are coming from the Journal of Behavioral Health Services.
Williams circled back around to his concern about operating costs in another exchange with Moss Chandler.
You don't expect any hit to the general fund for operating the CRT?
I will say we do not. We do not currently use any county general fund in our mental health services in Mendocino County, and this actually is a service that we are confident will not create a burden on the general fund.
Supervisor Dan Jurdy expressed his support for the proposal from Jason Wells, the president of Adventist Health in Mendocino County, to provide more complicated and expensive mental health care services at the Mendocino Coast District Hospital and Adventist Health Ukiah Valley. And in an exchange with Moss Chandler, Supervisor John Haschak sought reassurance that the CRT in Ukiah does not preclude the possibility of additional CRTs in other parts of the county.
With the Knock and Lewis contract, you know, they were talking about three CRTs, and this would just be one of them, right? And that I'm assuming that a CRT could be built a lot quicker than like the PUF unit or the CSU. Maybe the restrictions are a little less onerous. Is that true?
That is true, that a crisis residential treatment program does not require the same kind of facility or OSHA requirements that certainly a psychiatric health facility requires, and even that a crisis stabilization unit would require.
And if we build this one, we certainly aren't excluding the option of building others around the county.
That's correct.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.